Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on the globe will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Everybody, to the Andy and Amanda Show, our special folky Christmas music extravaganza live from Hollywood, the UK. How's everybody doing? How we doing, man?
Hey, everybody's doing great, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
All right, some of the easy sounds, the nice sounds, easy 101, not to be heard in any freight elevator, only our elevator. Yes. you will not hear this in a freight elevator, folks. Listen, So we're going to have a lot of Christmas music playing tonight. This is our last show before Christmas, which is just a couple days away. I hope everybody's kind of about finished doing what they need to do for whatever they do for Christmas, whatever that might
Definitely.
Be.
Yeah. And, although, yeah, I've got a lot of wrapping to do tomorrow, you know. Wrapping the presents, not actually wrapping.
There we go. I spent Thanksgiving high as a kite, and I'm hoping not to do the same thing for Christmas. That's my motto. That's
well, I'll do it for you, Andy.
Please do. We have a lot. We're going to get to a lot of music here. This is our easy show. This is our Christmas show. And we're going to play a lot of music, talk a little bit about politics and what you've been following up on the news a little bit, because we kind of have to do that a little bit. But what we're going to do before we dive into anything is I think we'll hear another Christmas tune. Let's do one here from remember Sam Cooke, and this is from Amanda, who added this to the show, and Sammy Davis Jr. Let's take a listen to this one. Merry Christmas,
beautiful.
Everybody. Christmas greetings from me to you. This is Sam Cooke, wishing you holiday fun.
Amen. Tell you something, children, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine. Let it shine to show my lover. I wanna tell you that everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine to show my love. I got to tell you that even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Everybody join me on the last chorus. Everybody, hey, amen, a little louder. Hey, amen, with the spirit. Hey, amen, amen,
very nice.
Hi, this is Sam Cooke with three words for you. Happy.
We like that.
Thank you, Sam Cooke.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Play it again, Sam. Yeah, I almost did. I liked it. So I was
you like it that much, you was going to play it again, right, Andy?
Yeah, it was either that or maybe some Elvis. Maybe some Elvis.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Canal.
You guys don't like Elvis?
We love it.
We love Elvis. Well, we don't love them like you do.
Christmas, I can't. How about if I just sing the rest of Christmas carols on today's show? It'd just be me singing them.
That's it, Andy. That's it. Come on. Give it
Mr.
to us.
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is an earlier edition. I know some of you who don't come on Blog Talk Radio at this time usually or don't, may not even know we have a show. In which case, welcome aboard. This is the best show on Blog Talk Radio. We have a lot of fun here. We're in 14 countries around the world. We're the only show in the world that joins the UK and the United States together live for presentation, talk radio presentation of current events, news, headlines, what's on our mind, what's on your mind, and a lot of zany, silly, crazy stuff that we don't know about. But we put it on here. So it's a good show. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
We're getting rave reviews. Rave reviews from around the
Great
world.
Great reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thank everybody. It's been really wonderful.
And people, we really are in Hollywood and the UK live and Delaware. So
and Delaware.
Well.
That's very true.
People are probably wondering, here Andy, Amanda, who's that other voice? Who's that guy?
I'm a ghost. I'm just a
Who's
ghost.
That?
I'm just a ghost.
Ooh,
Who's
that?
That?
Is, he's the ghost
that
for
is
Christmas
the great, past. The amazing, the one and
I'm
only.
I'm Sam Cooke.
That's him.
Hang on a minute. If Cornell is the ghost, so we're expecting two more ghosts, you know, like the whole Scrooge thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Grinch. Da-na-na-na. I like that bassoon part in that tune. You know, you're me, Mr. Grinch, and the bassoon goes,
yeah.
Da-na-na-na. I like that little
yeah.
part.
The music is good.
See, we'll just sing it. We don't need anybody. We'll just sing it ourselves, you know? Hell. Anybody good too?
Yeah.
<Let's go. laughs>
Oh, I've been working on a rail. No. Okay, what else we got here? Anyway, the news, just brand new, off the press. You folks may have received this by now or heard about it by now. We got it off our wire. And what it is that Trump today, just a short while ago, or I guess East Coast time, even a little bit longer, a while ago, he vetoed a massive sweeping defense spending bill that both chambers of Congress recently passed by veto-proof majorities. In other words, majorities so large, I think only 13 people voted against it. So so he vetoed this thing. And people say, somebody asked, why did Trump veto this bill? Anybody, come on, put it out there. Why did he do it? Anybody know? Okay, but
yeah, because he doesn't like paying us.
We're just going to wait for another song.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why it's important because the reason why is because it didn't include a passage that makes social media companies liable for what they or third parties post on their website.
Huh.
In other words, if somebody puts something on a social media website, you know, infrared, social, whoever, TikTok, all those, you know, Facebook or whatever, in my face, whatever it's called, all those things.
It's called TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donald Trump. We know him. He was really into TikTok. There, he's really into TikTok. You know,
TikTok.
Yeah, we know, Donald. Thank you. So he was so aggravated. But what he wanted to see was that if somebody who they don't, you know, some party, some third party, posted something on their website which is defamatory or said something negative about somebody or maybe wasn't the truth, which happens all the time on these social medias. I mean, who's really, you know, who knows who's going to say what? They can be sued. And first of all, we have what's called freedom of speech. Anybody can say anything they want if it's against somebody or defames them or is defamatory. Well, then that's a case that can be handled in civilian whatever. But in other words, we have freedom of speech in this country, and you can't have these social media companies policing every lousy thing that every person says. Come on, Donald. And
I agree.
The Congress knows that, the governors, the mayors, every legislator in every state across the country. And Trump vetoed it because it didn't include that liability that said, hey, you know. So what happens now, people ask? Anybody care? Cornell, you care?
Yes. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You over there, you know, in South Africa. I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
I know. Right. What happens now? It goes back to the Senate, the Congress, and they can veto his override. It got so much support that if they do veto this override, which they might just do that, you know, it doesn't have overwhelming support. I mean, huge. The full membership in the House, currently at 430 supporters of the bill, will need 288 votes to override the president's veto. 37 Democrats voted against the bill when it came to the floor on December 8th. But we don't really know at this point whether some might change their votes to try and override the veto. We don't know that. But there's such overwhelming support for it that, you know, it could be, you know, Trump's out of here, and they just might say, you know what, goodbye. You're not here anymore. We're gonna put this thing through and, you know, help. Goodbye.
Yeah.
See ya. Go to Florida. Yeah. Stay there. We're concerned. Stay there till January 20th, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
But the Senate themselves, they voted overwhelmingly, 84 to 13. That's major.
Wow.
That's major.
That's a record right there, Andy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Record. Is it a record? Record?
A record. Guinness World Book of Records.
We want record. We want more music. You know, here's a tune that, hey, this is another Amanda recommendation and request. It's the RKO Rocco Eclectic Orchestra. Let's take a listen. I really liked it when Amanda sent this to me. I was like,
I like
that's what I was saying, Cornell. I agree with you. Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
The Andy and Amanda Show, live from Hollywood and the United Kingdom, with the phone number going in on the show of 515-605-9888. You are certainly welcome to get on board and join us and listen to some music via your phone if you'd like to. You know, we have for those of you who are following us on our podcast, you know that every show, I think just about every show, maybe just one here and there, we report on the up to the minute, cases of the coronavirus, and I'm not going to make any exception here, although we like to keep the show light and easy and fun and Christmassy, but, you know, at the same time, we have a horrible pandemic happening. People are dying every 30 seconds here in California. It's unbelievable. The total cases in the USA over the last 24 hours is 203,941. In the last 24 hours, we lost 3,103 people that 1 year ago were wrapping Christmas presents, getting ready, going shopping for the Christmas dinners, you know, talking, picking the relatives up at the airport or flying somewhere to be with the relatives or taking the bus or driving, whatever. And, you know, it's interesting because, again, this country, via its president, was alerted to this 11 months ago. And if you would ask, let's just take, for example, even though there's 333,921 lives that have been lost, let's just take the 3,103 that died the last 24 hours, a couple of days before Christmas, a year ago. You know what? If you don't wear a mask, wash your hands, stay socially distanced, try to stay indoors if you can in your own homes, you know, just be careful, because if you're not, you're going to be dead 1 year from now. What they would have done. What would they have done? And could the president, and not those words, I mean, I'm being a little, you know, I know that. I'm being kind of, you know, but I'm being very direct is what I'm being, I guess. But still, you know, we did, and we talked about this last show. We knew about this almost a year ago. And it starts, you look at other countries who knew about it and said something about it, did something about it from a national pulpit, and look at their rates, their infections and their death rates compared to the United States. Just unbelievable. But and given that, you know, I'm going to play a song. We're going to get just a little mellow, maybe a little folksy, because a little more folksy. There's some folk tunes we're going to be playing, but I'm going to get even a little more folksy because there's a tune that I want to dedicate to all those who have family members or loved ones in the hospital, who are, you know, where that loved one is not with us. This won't be with us this Christmas. Maybe, you know, not this song, the next song.
The next song? Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get, because I want to play two. Yeah, I want to play a song by Richard Chandel and Dar Williams is joining him. This is going to be the Poetico Schmetico section of our show. This is the Poetico Schmetico, folky kind of section of our show. This is a tune called The Ballad of Mary Magdalene. It's written by Richard Chandel and performed in Richard Chandel's living room with his friend and fellow amazing, amazing singer-songwriter by the name of Dar Williams. Richard Chandel and Dar Williams the song's called Mary Magdalene. Take a listen. It's pretty cool.
Hi, I'm Richard Chandel, and this is Dar Williams.
Hello.
And we're going to sing a song we haven't sung together in a very long time. It's called The Ballad of Mary Magdalene.
All right.
Her name is Mary Magdalene. From Palestine, please excuse these rags I'm in. I've fallen on hard times. Long ago, I had my work when I was in my prime. Jesus loved me. Jesus, love me, this I know.
Done from the living room.
Yes.
Kandel, Dar Williams together.
Yes.
Amazing. That was so beautiful.
Both of them were. I was attending this big music conference. Must have been 19, mid 90s, somewhere around there in Washington, D.C. And Richard Kandel and Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky and Ellis Paul and Brooks Williams and all these great, amazing folk players all came up. My manager invited everybody up to my hotel room. We all sat in a circle and did songs. And those two of them did some harmonies together, which, you know, I had to lay back on the bed and just look up at the ceiling and just remember, just say, Andy, never forget this. This is like an incredible experience. It was amazing. Anyway, we had a guest on the show. It was Connie, so I think from Boston, Massachusetts. Let's get him on. It's, I think it's Christos. Let me see. We're going to connect here. Here we go.
Christos.
Hello, sir.
Christos.
Hello, hello.
Hey, brother.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Doing good.
Happy
how
holidays.
Are you? Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Thanks for coming
just
on the show, Chris.
Of course, of course. Thanks for having me, Dax.
No problem. No problem.
You're welcome. It's just absolutely amazing to have you here.
Absolutely is. And you do custom glass work, if I'm not mistaken, right? You do custom glasses. You're in Boston, I believe, right?
So, like, my whole thing is I have a specialty eyewear shop. I'm a licensed optician. I used to make glasses myself. And now I have a small specialty optical store in Boston, Massachusetts. And we carry only independent brands. And we have, like, 30 different ones. And it's, you know, really independent artists from around the world. Like, I just picked up this one guy, and he's literally like a guy in Bangkok, and he makes everything by himself by hand. So
that's incredible.
Like
that's incredible.
Hey, Chris, what's your website? What's the website of your business?
So it's soma-optical.com.
You get the soma-optical.com. Gotcha.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Soma. Yeah. I saw the interior of your store, and I gotta say, it looks stunning, like real earthy, warm, and welcoming. Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. We got, like, super lucky with the space, but, like, it was always supposed to be the vibe. it was a weird thing explaining to people when I was trying to open. I really didn't like talk about it too much because, like, I don't know, people's eyes would glaze over because it's like, oh yeah, it's like an optical shop, but it's going to be real cool. And, you know,
yeah.
It was kind of, I think I had to show instead of tell.
Definitely. So Chris. So Chris.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, tell us about you, you know, back in the past, you still doing photography work, being a photographer?
So I'm really like doing all my own stuff. So if you guys don't know, Dex and I go way back. I lived in Philly for 10 years and had a clothing company and was making glasses. And I also was a working artist, and that's kind of how I paid the bills. And I started I started a band, and my producer from the band introduced me to Dex, and I also did photography, so I did a lot of like projects with Dex back in the day.
Yeah, everybody.
That's amazing.
He knows me as Dex in the music business. But
right,
Cornell.
I'm sorry, you're
no
Cornell.
Problem.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, no, I've
You're
only
fine.
Ever known
You're
you
fine.
As Dex.
You're very fine.
We've had other people on the show that have called him Dex too, and I assume that. But our listeners might not know Dex is Cornell. Cornell is Dex, same person. Just I kind of like that name. Maybe we'll gravitate. That
no,
name.
No, that's my name. No.
I met Cornell in a really cool little studio in Philadelphia, what seems like a lifetime ago,
yeah,
and
wow.
we've had some fun.
Yes, we did, man.
Listen, this is the way it is.
I wonder what
that
was from, Andy.
So, Chris, what instrument do you play? What do you play?
I'm more of a creator of projects, project mm-hmm. manager, put people together, but I have my own stuff too. It's just general production, you know, some guitar, some keyboard, some this, some that.
Do you remember in Philadelphia? Do you remember in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, outside of Philly? I'm in California, but I'm from Philly originally. Do you remember a venue called The Point in Bryn Mawr?
No, I wasn't around at that like point. Pardon the pun. I was born in Bryn Mawr, so that's interesting.
Where?
And
wow.
I was born in 1986,
okay.
And then I moved around a lot. I went to uni over in London. I grew up in Switzerland. I wound up in Philly for 10 years, and now I'm over in Boston.
Wow, that's amazing.
Boston is one of my favorite towns. I used to play a couple of venues up there, a place called, I heard it closed actually, but it's been a really long time, a place called Johnny D's in Somerville.
Yeah, I know Johnny D's.
Yeah, I heard it closed. I haven't been to Boston in years, but I used to go up there and play there, and a place called Passim in Cambridge, and there's a Boston Folk Festival. Of course, I played Newport. I used to play at Newport, Rhode Island, you know, just south of you there. But I love that whole area up there. Boston's one of my favorite towns. It really is. It really is.
Oh,
it's
wonderful. Like, I wasn't sure when I first moved here if it was going to be a good fit for me because it's, like, you know, very, like, kind of studious. It's not a cool city.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not a place, and when I say that, I don't mean, like, Boston's not cool. It's just, it's not the type of place that, like, any of the cool, like, city kids that want to go and move to a fun city, like, they aren't really choosing Boston, right? They're choosing New York, they're choosing L.A.,
they're choosing
London, they're sexy places.
Yeah. Hey, I chose L.A.,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, hey, L.A.'s beautiful. I love L.A., but I think I found a comfort with it because it's really – it's nice. It feels like honest. It's not like too much. And I don't know. It's so hard to put into words. But I think I'm done trying to run around and be popular these days. It's like a nice place to kind of find yourself and do your own thing.
Yes.
That sounds
yeah.
wonderful. In fact, I could get on board with that. That sounds like my kind of place, if I'm honest.
Yeah. I haven't been popular in a very long time.
Andy.
No respect. You know, no respect at all.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm so grateful that you guys had me on here. How long have you guys been doing this show for?
Started in mid-April. Our first show was actually April 15th, the first time we came on the Coast to Coast program here on Block Talk Radio. And we're now over 150 shows. We started with a 15-minute little commentary on the news, and then it went to a half hour. It went to a half hour. We're like, oh, boy, can we do a half hour? And then it went to an hour. And we stayed at an hour. And this show, by the way, folks, is an hour. It's our Christmas. We're abbreviating because we're going to be playing more music, mostly Christmas music this show. But we're an hour and a half, and then we went to 2 hours. So most of November has been like 2 hours.
Yes.
And and we have a lot of fun. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that's what sets us apart from a lot of the more heavy duty. You know, we talk about the truth, and we really do a lot of fact-checking and investigate the truth behind the headlines and into the news and what people are really saying and what numbers and data really is and where do those numbers come from and who's saying what to who, as opposed to being, you know, of course, I'm sure we have been called, oh, those liberals, those Dems, or those right-wing fanatics, whatever. We talk about the news. We kind of keep it light, and we joke around, and we play music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. We have a good time, and we enjoy ourselves, and people seem to vibe with that. So, we enjoy it.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Chris. We truly appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Tell our audience where you're located in Boston, and I want to repeat your website one more time, but tell me where you're at in Boston.
So I'm located in Boston South End neighborhood, and it's like, you know, kind of become really liberal, like artistic part of Boston. And my website is www.soma-optical.com, and my Instagram is just Soma Optical, one word. So I don't over engage on Instagram, but I put a thing up every week or two, and you know, stories here and there, and it's a good way to keep in touch.
It takes a long time to get all this established.
You know, this takes years and years and years.
Yeah, years. It does. I understand. How long have you been doing this now, Chris? How long have you been at
this? So we were like a little bit over a year and a half. We were open for about 10 months before the coronavirus thing happened. So it's been a super interesting like first year of business.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
But I love your glasses on the website and the Instagram, Chris. I mean, they are very, very artistic and very nice, man. Especially the ones that you created.
Yeah.
The ones back in the days you created, remember? I love those. Made out of wooden. Yeah. What kind of wood was that, Chris?
They were all sorts of woods, and it was all laminated, and I spent like 4 years on that project. But it was, you know, when Cornell and I knew each other.
Oh, good, man.
That was my main thing I was spending time on. And then I kind of gave up on that because I didn't love it at the end of the day and put myself through school as an optician and did this whole thing. But, you know, glasses are really cool. It's something I'm really passionate about because it's like the main fashion accessory, right? You wear it in the middle of your face, but people don't think about it as a fashion accessory. They think about it as like a medical device because it's also a medical device.
Yeah.
But especially like in America, our relationship with buying glasses is, you know, you go to the doctor, you do the insurance thing, they take you to this room and somebody like points at that and says your insurance covers these and, you know, you'll wear these until they break and then you'll be in for the next one. And, you know, my whole thing is like, yeah, you know, there's this medical component, but I'm more focused on the fashion element. Like, you know, accessories are huge. You don't walk around on them. You don't want everybody to look the same. You know, there are certain companies out there that make frames that you know who they're wearing and everybody's wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, and then there's this whole like kind of group of artisans that have popped up around the world and they've all like come up with their own sort of interpretation of this idea, which is holding lenses in front of your face.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really cool. And a lot of people aren't that turned on to it yet. So it just feels like this exciting thing that I get to share with everybody that kind of comes in.
Yeah. It's beautiful to find
but
your passion.
It's certainly one of the most important things you can do.
It's beautiful to find your passion and then be able to live that out because it inspires you to keep on achieving and that can lead on to other things as well. And it's absolutely stunning. Like I've talked to the boys a few times about how passionate I am about this show and they feel exactly the same way.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful to be able to live that out and it changes so much of your life. It really
yes.
does.
And Chris,
absolutely.
You know that's a big change for me, right, Chris?
absolutely. Well, we've all been going through changes. I mean, I think finding your place in the world is like kind of the one place that I used to stress endlessly about. And, you know, where am I going to be? Am I going to, like, and then you time goes by and you don't get some of those things and you start questioning yourself, like, oh, am I smart enough? Like, am I this person that I always pictured myself being in your head? So, like, you know, and then you don't even notice it when you get things, because now you're looking on to the next thing and you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it forever. And I think it's, like, really important to, like, look down and be like, hey, you know,
yes.
where I am now is where I wanted to be a while ago. And, you know, things are good now. And, like, you know, for me at least, there's a good simplicity in my life right now. And if I get the rest of the stuff that I want,
yet to come.
It's, like,
yes.
not going to be there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, you know, this is arguably the best time of my life right now, even though I might not have all of the things that I want. But
exactly. Yes. Yes. I feel exactly the same way as you. Yeah.
I love this show.
Yeah. But it's beautiful to hear with like-minded people like yourself, you know, who connect on that level, because there are many people who don't, they haven't found their passion. They don't quite understand how to achieve it. And I've been there. I've done that. And I'm sure you have too. And it can take a while sometimes to find that special place. And I think it transforms you as a person, as well as your life. And
Well, usually
it's just balance. You know, it's moving.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. I have a weird delay, so I'm talking over everybody.
We always ask our guests questions that we have, and you know the questions are random. They always are very random. We don't really know what they're. We have them lined up here, but here's the question we have for you, and let's see what it is here. We'll pull out of the hat. Let's see.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Yep. Get that?
No, what was it? I couldn't hear it. It was just like fuzzy.
Served in an infantry unit, son?
Oh, yes. No, I've never served in any infantry unit. As a matter of fact, I have family members that moved away from Greece so that they wouldn't need to serve in an infantry unit either.
Oh, wow.
Asked him to put his life in yours?
No.
I missed that one, too.
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. These clips are so funny.
Man. Yeah. But anyway, we want to thank you for joining us here on the Coast to Coast Show. Andy Emanuel, we'll definitely keep in touch with you after
thank
the new
you.
Year. And
yeah, no, thanks a lot for having me.
And we will put your website on our website. And we are in 15 countries now, our latest being Brazil came on board, I guess it was last week or right around there. But anyway, we're in 15 countries around the world. 10% of our audience is in the UK, thanks to Amanda. And
cool. Shout out Richmond.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for
joining
us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And
enjoy your Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To you guys, too. And have a good rest of the show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Chris.
It's been beautiful.
You too. Bye.
Oh, such a lovely guy.
That was nice, man.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you'd even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. How the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Because on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh? Those reindeer had a very shiny nose.
That was nice.
I love that.
Yes,
so beautiful.
Yes. Hey, Andy, I thought you was going to like that too. I was like, Andy going to like that one.
It's a good tune. Yeah, definitely. And thank you for suggesting that. A lot of these tunes came in via Amanda. And I like your taste there, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you,
awesome,
boyfriend.
Awesome. Definitely.
A lot of people, Amanda, I think people are starting to think or just kind of guess or scratching their heads. Is there something about that Andy and Amanda? They, you know, we've never met, but that kind of keeps it so cool, you know?
I feel like the referee.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk more about that on our next conspiracy show. You know, kind of.
It's good to keep them guessing, right?
It is. It is. But Amanda, what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, as we've got the one day allocated here for Christmas, hopefully that doesn't change. I can't imagine it changing before then, as changes have already come into effect. But I am spending it with my mother, my sister, brother-in-law, my nephew, and his parents, I think. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we're allowed, I think, a couple of households or a few households or something like that on the Christmas day. So,
nice.
Yeah, it should be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Well,
you?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, your turn.
Oh, go ahead, Andy. You go first. I'm sorry.
I insist.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. I truly appreciate you. You're so nice on Christmas.
Other than that, can we talk?
Hey, Mr. Grinch. me and my wife.
I didn't go to the holidays. It's not my fault. Anyway, guys.
Me and my wife are going to sit down tomorrow, the day before Christmas. We're going to eat some cocoa, watch some movies. Then the next day, we're going to open up some presents and eat some Boston chicken that we got like a week ago. And just watch movies. That's all we can do.
Amazing. I know, right?
You're going to sit. How long have you been standing?
Right.
We're going to go with some podcasts. We have, there's a few more tunes we have to get to, and this is an hour broadcast, but we're going to, people who are probably listening to this show actually are hearing the podcast. So I'm not worried about it at all. So enjoy the music as we play some more of it, folks. So this show is going to repeat. We're live right now at 515-605-9888, but this will repeat twice tonight and also play tomorrow, Christmas Eve, at 5 p.m. California time. As I said earlier, I wanted to line up a tune, but I don't want to get too heavy-duty and too poetico-schmetical all at once, so I want to take a little break between the tunes, but we'll get to
but
the
Andy,
tune.
Andy, I don't mean to cut you off. You didn't tell us what you're going to do for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yeah, you're not going to get off that one.
Come on, Mr. Kimball.
How about I tell you next show?
That means they can do anything they want.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I see how it is.
We will not deal with you.
Amanda, you see where we started?
Yeah. I know, right?
I'm cooking. I'm cooking. I'm making like the equivalent of a Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and stuffy and cranberry and gravy and green beans and I'm making my homemade yam potato pie, whatever you call it, with marshmallows. My daughter's joining. This is the first Christmas that my oldest daughter is going to be joining us on Christmas Day. Normally, since she was born, she's been here even through college, college Christmas break, whatever. She's here the night before. We're all here that week, and we're all wrapping, and we have a tree. We don't have anything yet. You'd never know it's Christmas in my house, especially here in Southern California. It could be August 9th. You wouldn't know the difference. But we're going to change all that. I'm going to get a tree. I'm going to get prepped. We do have some things, my daughter and her boyfriend are going to be joining us on Christmas, and another friend of my youngest daughter is coming over. So we're going to have a gang here, and we're going to be cooking and eating and having fun and drinking and maybe smoking. Anyway. No, but drinking, drinking holiday cheer and having a really good time. And I'm going to play a tune again, as I said earlier, because a lot of people are going to be not having such a great time and very much missing their loved ones. Yeah. And also those loved ones who are in ICUs around the world right now, or in the United States anyway, who are alive, they're critically ill. They're not with their families when every other Christmas they have been. This is a live performance of a song called First Christmas Away from Home by Stan Rogers, the late, great Stan Rogers. We played him a couple times on the show previously, and you're going to hear a tune now called First Christmas Away from Home. And it's all the folks right now who are in that arena right now experiencing that. Here it is.
This day a year ago, he was rolling in the snow with a younger brother in his father's yard. Christmas break, time for touching home, the heart of all he'd known, and leaving was so hard. 3,000 miles away, now he's working Christmas Day, making double time for the minding of the store. Well, he always said he'd make it on his own, spending Christmas Eve alone. First Christmas away. She's standing by the train station, panhandling for change. $4 more buys a decent meal and a room. Looks like the Sally Ann place after all, in a crowded sleeping hall that echoes like a tomb. But it's warm and clean and free, and there are worse places to be, and at least it means no beating from her dad. And if she cries because it's Christmas Day, she hopes that it won't show. First Christmas away. Apartment stands a tree, and it looks so small and bare, not like it was meant to be. Hold an angel on the top, it's not that same old silver star you wanted for your own first Christmas. Away from home. Well, in the morning, they get prayers. Then it's crafts and tea downstairs. Then another meal back in his little room, hoping maybe that the boys will think to phone before the day is gone. Well, it's best they do it soon. When the old girl passed away, he fell apart more every day. Each had always kept the other pretty well. But the kids all said the nursing home was best, 'cause he couldn't live alone. First Christmas away from home. In the common room they've got the biggest tree, and it's huge and it's cold and lifeless, not like it ought to be. And the lit up flashing Santa Claus on top, it's not that same old silver star you once made for your own first Christmas away.
Performance, Dan Rogers, First Christmas.
Oh.
Yes.
Did that hit it, or did that hit? Man.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it really did. Beautiful.
So I wanted to get that on our show as a tribute to those who are living that right now.
Bless them.
Yes. Anyway, as I said, I'll be celebrating Christmas here. My birthday's the day after Christmas. Crazy time for birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Day after Christmas, man. Yeah.
Oh,
you know I'm gonna be calling you and asking you, Andy, it's the Friday show. No, just joking. No, it's your birthday. We all Friday guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Friday's Christmas, right? So my birthday's on Saturday, and then we're gonna come back on live Monday, and we'll show Monday and Wednesday. We'll have a New Year's end of the year show as well on Wednesday, I guess.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're on podcast now, and I want to. Welcome and thank everybody for hanging in there with us. Listen, we're going to hear some more, a few more Christmas tunes we have lined up on our Christmas music spectacular. What I'm going to do here now is play a tune that is presented by somebody who I met. We've become friends a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I think we played her one of her first music shows, a woman by the name of Susan Warner. And I have a live performance of her performing the Merry Little Christmas live at WXPN in Philadelphia. You might know of XPN, World Cafe Live Studios.
Yeah, of course.
So here's Susan playing Merry Little Christmas, Susan Warner, here on the Annie and Amanda Show.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, have yourself a merry little Christmas. the Yuletide, LGBTQIA. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, happy golden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near.
You know, I could sit here and do this all day long.
Yeah,
I know,
it's
right?
Wonderful. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the season now, Andy?
I am getting there. You know, I'm getting there. You know.
No.
Being
surrounded by death every day in the critical care units in a way that.
But I'm still getting there, despite all that. You know.
Hey, Mr. Grinch.
I know, right?
No, I'm kidding. I am getting there. I am getting there. But as it gets darker here, as the sun goes down, I don't know. Hey, did you guys get to see Jupiter and Saturn over the last couple of nights?
No,
I didn't get a chance, but I've seen it on Facebook. Some people put it up. It looked amazing.
Amazing.
It's been raining here for days. Seriously,
oh,
I haven't had a chance to do anything like that.
Just here, it's been like 80 and beautifully sunny. And I took a hike this morning and down the street from me in the along the hiking trails, looking at the mountains and the woods and the horseback people and all that. You know, people going on horseback trails.
Wow,
so. Yeah, it's so nice here. I got to tell you, it's I can't imagine living anywhere else. I've traveled a lot, and I just think California and Southern California in particular is just a great place all around us to be. A lot of people, a lot of traffic, you know, cities, it's very spread out. There's no real community feel like there is in, like, for example, London or Boston or Philadelphia or New York. You know, you really feel a sense of community. You don't have any of that in Southern California. It's very spread out, and there's little cities and towns within that whole spread out region. So you pretty much have to kind of make your own way here, you know, and find your own where you're going to fit in, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it is, you know, we have a lot of people who want to come to L.A., of course, to Hollywood and become actors and so
yes.
forth. And get, this is the place. This in New York, of course, is the place to
the place to be, baby. Yeah, place to be.
Hollywood swinging.
Hollywood. Yeah. You know, but it is nice here, and the weather's, you know, ideal. It's been beautiful here.
Yeah.
And how's the weather back east there?
Well, actually, it's cold, Andy. It's really cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah.
It's Christmas over here.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. You know, there's no snow. There's not cold. It's, you know, I grew up in outside of Philadelphia, and, you know, Christmas is synonymous with it, winter and December and being cold, and you come to California, it's like, you know, people have Santa sleighs with reindeer on their front lawn, and it's just this magnificent warm, people out sunbathing, you know. It's like
get a
transition.
Break. It's like,
Andy,
get a break. There's
Andy,
no Christmas there.
You...
I'm sorry. I'm just joking, everybody.
Andy, did it take you quite a while to adjust to those two different environments?
I went to college in Florida, and I lived in Florida, and it's actually some of the best years of my life, you know, which also now just a phenomenal time of my life. But in Florida, I had just an incredible time in my life living there. So I've always been a beach person. You know, I follow the sun, you know, the beach, the surf, a walk on the beach, a romantic time, you know, just hanging out and by the water, sailing. I've sailed my whole life. And so I've always been a warm weather person. I enjoy skiing. The only time I like as a matter of fact, for it to be cold is when my skis are on, if you can have it outside of that.
And that's
a healthy life. That's a healthy life.
Yeah. It is. Really, I just remember last time I was in Philly, and we had this great big blizzard in February, and there I am shoveling the snow, and my neighbor, I think I told you about that story, and a tractor came plowing down the street, and after I cleared the driveway and just blocked off the whole driveway again with snow up to my waist, and I was like, you know, we're out of here.
Wow. Unbelievable. No respect.
None.
Yeah. No respect. I can't do it like you, Andy. You do it so well.
Yeah.
Go on,
Andy says
it. It's
so cool. He's like, no respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. You know, I want to talk about a new program that's going to be included in our program, and it's going to help us out a lot starting in January. And let me detail what that is. A very, very dear friend of mine, a guy by the name of Stephen DeJosephs, who's an incredibly talented, very accomplished, successful singer-songwriter in his own right, plays mostly keyboard, but also is quite talented on the guitar, and he's very connected into the unsigned singer-songwriter world.
Yes.
So what we've been talking about, folks, what Amanda and Cornell and myself, what we've been talking about is using this show as a platform for unsigned artists to get their music on the radio, get it out there, heard not only around the country, but heard around the world, and in, especially where, you know, where Amanda is in the UK, and that includes artists from the UK that we'll put on the show. So what Steve has agreed to do is produce a segment at our request, which is going to be called, I think, Steve's Song Picks or Steve's Artist of the Day. I don't really know, something like that, where he's going to record an introduction to the artist, talk about their website in a non-COVID environment where they might be playing, and we'll play two songs from selected singer-songwriters who are looking for opportunities to get their music out there, and Steve's going to be providing us with that segment of the show every Friday. Starting the first week in January. So it'll be Steve's Song Picks, and we'll talk more about that. But what I thought we would do is play an interpretation of a tune that Steve sent me. I have not heard it yet, and I hope it's a song. I might hope he doesn't pop up and, you know, he might hope doesn't.
We hope it, the person will be like, woo, doo, 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 doo. I'm like, hold it.
Wait, here's a little segment of it. Here's a segment of it.
Don't get scared. Oh, fuck.
Whoa, what?
Wait. Steve, if you're listening, why?
Don't ask me. Ask China that question.
Oh.
Yeah.
And for anybody who's just listening now and haven't really been keeping track of previous shows, Andy likes to torment us with that particular song. We love Elvis, but that particular song he likes to taunt us with.
I know, man.
Conspiracy theory show with Elvis Presley.
Andy is the reason why I drink rum now, because of that song.
Do you know, I heard this, and maybe somebody here, I forgot, maybe one of you guys, or maybe Chad, or I forget, somebody was saying, when I read it, I forget where I heard this, but when asked the most popular Christmas song, Greensleeves came up. Remember the song Greensleeves?
Oh, really? Wow.
So, Steve, now, again, I did not hear this yet, but Steve sent me, it says Greensleeves, so I'm assuming that this is Stephen DeJovis, who's going to be producing that music segment we just spoke of. This is his interpretation of the tune Greensleeves, and let's all give it a listen. Let's see what it sounds like. Here we go. Stephen DeJovis here for the first time on the Andy and Amanda Show.
Okay.
I'm sure that was Steve DeJosis on the piano, and I think he just probably had some people over and just put a little jam together, and he's incredible. I mean, that guy can play piano like you just wouldn't. He sits down. He plays really well. I wish I had a – couldn't remind me to play this on the OSD for the MP3 file. He does that the Peanuts song, you know, the Peanuts, do 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 do, you know.
You mean Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown. Yeah.
He's on his way.
Yeah, it will play on the New Year's show. He's incredible. He's very, very, very talented. Here's his story, which is an incredible story. He has Tourette's. And for those of you who don't know what Tourette's is, it's involuntary vocal and muscle movements. And sometimes it's more prevalent than others. And he's had this his entire life, you know, going to school and socializing and growing up with it, being the family. And there's actually a film that was featuring him about his struggles through life. And he gets up on stage, and you never know it. He gets up on stage, and he's on concerts, and it's totally gone. And,
wow.
And it's been incredible when you hear him play and watch what he does. He comes over to my house, gets on my piano in my living room, I'm like, oh my God, what a talent. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm in awe of what he does. And we sat down and jammed together sometimes too. I don't think we've ever done a live show. Lots of times we've jammed together on the piano at parties, but aside from that, we've never actually performed together. That we work on that. But
about China?
Yeah. What about China?
Yes.
But
that's
he's great.
And
the
thing about the power of music, I think.
Yeah, great.
You know how it can transform somebody like that. I mean, they say if you play it to someone in a coma, it's helped people come out of comas and all sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. It's like a spiritual thing when you're a musician. You don't
very
even
much
feel
so.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It really is to watch. He's good. Anyway, we're going to be hearing more of his music, and I told him, you know, as a favor to him also, and because he's wonderful and he's very talented, that we'd be playing, you know, some of his music, maybe more than more often than not, because he's doing such a great favor by running that unsigned artist program on our program, and it's takes some of the burden off us and frees us up a little bit to do some other things and to
talk
about the news and download some.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really. What I think, we got to play a popular Christmas tune by none other than, and we got to at least play one popular tune by
Elvis.
A blue Christmas without you. Won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
I can appreciate that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
I think many can.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I'm going to get a tree. Maybe I'll get a tree tomorrow. I'll only pick up a tree tomorrow. I've sold a lot of places around. There is, maybe I'll put some pictures up on the website. I was out in Pasadena yesterday with my daughter, just kind of walking into any stores that happened to be open. It was ghost town. I mean, you just wouldn't believe, this is L.A., how empty the streets are. I mean, there seems to be a lot of traffic. That's the weird thing. There's a lot of traffic, but nobody's
but
walking
nobody
around.
Nobody's getting out the car.
No, I don't know what the hell they're doing, driving around in circles. Trying to back, you know, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know. But it's kind of, you know, crazy. But, you know, you walk, you know, went into a couple stores and got to talk to a couple of mostly indie shop owners and so forth. And they're all saying, you know, come, you know, an hour the sun's going to go down. You think this is a ghost town. You want to see when the sun goes down. There's nobody out. There's just nobody out.
Hey, Andy, I can understand it because one day I went to the mall, right? And I seen, oh, my gosh, it was packed in the mall, right? I mean, in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And when I went in the mall, it was like a few people in there. I'm like, something's kind of strange.
It almost feels like something from a movie, doesn't it, when
yes,
that happens?
Yes.
I mean, I can't compare my town to even anywhere close to LA or, you know, Philadelphia because of the sheer size of the places over there. But, I mean, even when we went into the first lockdown and everybody was indoors, there was no cars around, there was nothing. It was eerie. And walking around, although it was eerie, I had that moment of, you know what, this feels really nice because I had that space to myself. I could breathe. I could take in everything without distraction of everybody else.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of being a kid back in the 80s because in the 80s, you know, you'd see the odd car driving around, the odd person walking around because
the
population was lower then. There wasn't as many cars on the road. So it took me back to those moments and I had that beautiful time. But now, of course, in these kind of restrictions, there's still lots of cars around now. Oh,
Amanda,
and I noticed...
tell us about the shopping experience yesterday.
The shopping experience? Oh, yes. My God. It was so busy. And I was actually expecting half of like the fresh produce to be gone because of this situation with France closing its border and everything. But actually, there was a lot there. I think the supermarkets did really well with keeping up with stock and reassuring people that you don't need to panic buy. But it was very busy, very, very busy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody was trying to have a nice Christmas, you know. But I bumped into a few people, but, you know, just casual stranger interactions, and I made a point of saying, you know, have a lovely Christmas. And this one woman didn't quite smile at me. She almost looked a bit stressed and depressed, and she had like three kids with her, which that's challenging for any parent.
Yes.
And I just thought to myself when I walked away, oh, she didn't really say much. And then I thought, wait a minute, what if she's got somebody who's been struggling with this COVID thing, or she's lost somebody with the COVID thing. And my heart just kind of went out to that woman, even though I don't know a situation, it was a possibility. And it just made me, you know, go into that place. I was like, oh my goodness. I wonder how many people I'm passing by. He's going through it right now.
You know, that gives me the think on New Year's Eve, are they going to drop the ball on Times Square and all the world?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess that's something you got to look up. I don't know. I bet there's not going to be any kind of New Year's Eve in New York crowd. So whether they drop the ball with nobody there just to put on TV, probably. I don't know, though. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. But
it's interesting
to see. There's no Rose Bowl parade here. There's no Rose Parade. There's no.
That's what we miss, Andy. That's what I miss. You know, watching
the
Rose Bowl and all that.
The Rose Parade normally is, first of all, right up the street from me. All the floats go right down. I'm on a cul-de-sac, but you walk up the end of my cul-de-sac, and all of those Rose Parade floats with all the amazing, magnificent floral arrangements come right by my street, and you just walk out at night on New Year's Eve, about 5 in the evening, 6 in the evening, and you till 4 in the morning, and people sit out and picnic, and you watch all these floats go by in preparation for the parade. Then what I used to do is I used to get up maybe, I wouldn't stay the whole night out there, I'd get up maybe 4 in the morning and walk down just a few blocks, take a right, and that's where all the floats line up to be in the Rose Parade, and you can just walk up to all the floats, just walk right up to them. And I remember seeing the Rose Parade on TV growing up as a kid and never really, you know, hear all these floats with the flowers, it didn't do anything for me. But I got to tell you something, when you walk up to these floats in person and you see these arrangements, it is spectacular. I mean, absolutely amazingly gorgeous. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And then what happens typically also, the city of Pasadena has an area called Old Town, Colorado Boulevard. And the city invites everybody and anybody to come camp out on the sidewalks starting New Year's Eve. And people start bringing their sofas, their couches, their beds, their grills.
Oh, man, I love that. That's like
thousands and thousands of people, as far as you can see on Colorado Boulevard, are on the sidewalks camping out overnight. And sometimes it can be outright freezing, you know, and they're out there. And at 4 in the morning, I understand you let them go out to the parking lane or the streets, you know, to let them come out and speed a little bit.
Yeah.
And they all prep for the parade. There's bleachers set up, but none of that this year. There's nothing. And my own town here,
wow,
in South Pasadena, has a float. They start that float in August or September, and you can watch it being built. You can volunteer, and there's nothing happening. It's just all vacant. Anyway, that's now we're starting to talk about New Year's. I want everybody to have a very, very Merry Christmas. Wishing you all the very best to you, your loved ones,
absolutely,
your friends, family.
Yes, definitely.
You really enjoy it, no matter what who you're with or what you're doing. If you're by yourself or with your family and friends, just really take it in. Enjoy the holiday. Just stay warm, stay strong, stay safe, wear a mask, and we wish you all the very, very, very best. We're going to hear one more song before we go. It's by The Temptations. The song is Silent Night. And on behalf of Amanda, go ahead. You can sign us off, Amanda.
Okay, thank you. Well, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, obviously.
Merry Christmas.
You know, everything that Andy said, just try and enjoy the moment for what it is. So on behalf of Andy Kimball in LA, on behalf of Cornell Butler in Philadelphia, and on behalf of myself, Amanda Love from the UK, have a wonderful Christmas as much as
take
you can.
Care.
We love you.
Yes.
I know.
The night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what I say.